Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die.
He has a laser weapon.
No!
Tara, you're powered.
Something to power up.
We're going down.
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen. Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, WonkyBot fans, this is Stuart St. John, and you're about to listen to another episode of our supervillain comedy series, The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. You can listen to this show and the rest of the WonkyBot lineup ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Just go to wonkybot.com and look for the WonkyBot Plus button in the top right corner. Click, and you'll be on your way to an ad-free listening experience, plus get access to special bonus content. In the meantime, enjoy the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, and thanks for listening.
Previously on the Dr. Epic and 1102 Show of Shows.
Today is the dawn of a new day of evil. The day our newly elected president takes control of the cartel and ushers in a bold new era for supervillains around the world. I give you EB3. Condor, why don't you say something, my darling?
Thank you. I'm honored to be the new president of the supervillain cartel. I will kick Major Butt. Now ask me any questions.
Bob Jasper with UVN. Any idea on what your first evil deed's going to be, EB3?
I will either block out the moon or shrink the world's population to the size of ants.
Ooh, any idea which one you're going to go with?
I will be calculating votes and make my decision tonight.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have for now, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to move on. I'm throwing a private party tonight here at Snakebite Manor to celebrate EB3's victory.
I'm throwing a private party at Snake Manor for EB3. That slithering snake sickens me.
But that swanky soiree is the perfect opportunity to strike. I'm going to bring EB3 down if it's the last thing I do!
There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really oughta know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 show of shows. Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah, heard it all before.
Give me that remote! The stress is causing my diverticulitis to flare up again!
Dr. Von Tamirab?
EB3 sure looks good on camera. I'll give him that.
Bite your green, stitched in tongue, you lumbering lug! Now then, I better step up my plans. First, let me activate the epic signal blocker with the power crystal here.
Holy dilly, the button's crackling.
It's not a button! Now, all I have to do is place this little button, gadget, on EB3's forehead.
How are you gonna do that?
Miss Snakey's soiree presents the perfect opportunity to strike!
But, Doc, EB3's got an army of guards protecting him now. And besides, we ain't even invited to the party.
We aren't invited guests, that's true. But Svetlana is a beloved member of the supervillain cartel.
They do all love my alter ego, Miss Cosmetics.
And if my scientific calculations are correct, Snakebite Sue will be sending her an invitation any moment. Sounds like you've got mail.
My God, it's an invitation.
Gee, you really are a genius, Doc.
Was there ever any doubt?
Never from me.
Now then, 1102, you and I will accompany Svetlana to the party.
But how? The minute they see us walking in, they'll just toss us out.
Oh, my dim-witted dunce of a monster. You're so stupid, I almost feel sorry for you. Almost. You see, they'll never know we're there.
I think I start to doubt, genius. Of course they will know you're there.
Not if we're invisible.
Invisible?
Doctor Man losing marble by the marble.
1102, I need you to stand perfectly still.
Okie dokie.
Now then, don't mind when I pull out this giant-sized laser.
Hey, which way you pointing that thing, Doc?
And firing.
Creature gone. At last. It is just me and you, Doctor.
What are you talking about? I'm standing right here.
Where?
Here.
Indeed you are, my mindless minion. But we are unable to see you because you're invisible. Compliments of the epic Invisiray.
Genius status restored.
I might be invisible, but I'm also naked.
Oh, yes. The epic Invisiray also evaporates all clothing during the invisibility process. We quite haven't figured out how to handle that part yet.
So, creature's standing there, just a few feet away in birthday suit?
That's right.
But it ain't me birthday.
You simpleton. A birthday suit means the body that you were born into.
Then, yep, I'm wearing me birthday suit.
And Dr. Man will be naked when he go invisible?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Here, Svetlana. Now I want you to fire the laser at me.
I feel too weak to handle gun.
Just fire it.
Mind is wandering all over. Get a hold of spicy thoughts, girl.
Svetlana! Fire!
Here goes nothing.
Can you see me?
No, sadly.
But I can.
Well, that's only because you're invisible too, 1102. And just keep your eyes to yourself.
No problem. Trust me.
All right. You and I are going to crash that snake's party. Sneak up behind EB3 and slap the epic blocker on the forehead of that treacherous tin head. And then immediately activate the device, which will blow EB3's circuitry into oblivion.
Hello?
Hello. WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me. Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die.
He has a laser weapon.
No.
Tara, your power.
Summoning the power up.
We're going down. Mr. Barrington, on the view screen, Foundation Island.
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University.
Oh my God. Embrace the rim.
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking, and now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta. Terra Tremendous, Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
We've arrived at Snake Manor. Are you two still in car?
Yes, still here.
Righty.
I'll open door.
Hurry, Svetlana. My skin is sticking to these leather seats.
Out of the car you go, you two. Chop, chop.
Let me out of here.
Oof, it's calling me tushy.
Oh, don't be so vulgar, 1102. Oh, it's freezing on me, tushy, too. My tushy.
Shh, both of you. Now follow lead into party.
This is Snake Manor? What a dump!
Holy dooly. This party is really the Ritz.
Oh, please, I've thrown parties 10 times as grand.
Not since I've been alive.
Shh, here comes Snakey.
Oh, brother.
Svetlana, dear. so very glad you could make it.
Faker?
What'd you say?
I said, Susan, darling, I would not dream of missing such big night.
Just look at you. Not a hint of your recent plastic surgery procedure. How do you heal so quickly, darling?
It must be my youth. Someone as ancient as you wouldn't do so well, I'm afraid. Especially with how much work needs to be done.
Good one.
What?
Shh.
Well, I just adore that sense of humor of yours. Now you must tell me, darling, where on earth did you find your outfit? My maid's been looking for a good bargain thrift store.
Maid could never afford it with meager wage you pay. If you pay anything, that is. Rumor is, you're broke.
You know what they say about rumors.
Yes, the truth is much worse.
Well, I'm just glad you didn't let your grudge hold you back from attending the party tonight.
Grudge?
I mean, what with me back in EB3 against Dr. Epicopolis? Everyone knows you have a secret crush on Epic, though I personally think you can do much better than that gutter brain.
Why, that miserable?
What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard a voice.
Really?
Ow! Did you just step on my foot?
It wasn't me.
Good evening, friends. Snakebite Sue, are you down there somewhere?
If you'll excuse me, I'm neglecting my hosting chores. See you later, sweetie.
Ugh. She is insufferable! After we finish with EB3, that repulsive reptile will be next!
Look, Doc. EB3's at the top of the big staircase. What's he standing next to?
Looks like he's built some sort of grand machine.
Here I am, EB3! Everyone, I'm so glad you're all here tonight! As you know, I invited you to this celebration to pay tribute to EB3, the new president of the Super Villain Cartel.
Which was stolen from me!
But it's also the night EB3 launches his first act of evil!
Oh, look at them, 1102! So easily excited. It's pathetic.
That's right. Tonight, I begin my reign of terror. The votes have been tabulated. I have built a machine to shrink the entire population of the planet into the size of ants.
Did you hear that, Doug? EB3's gonna shrink everyone in the whole world.
Why didn't I think of that? I mean, we can't let him do that, or he'll be hailed a genius forever.
And now to activate my machine.
And to think I taught him everything he knows.
Here's to all of us supervillains. We will be the giants amongst the men, women, and children of the Earth.
I've got to do something to stop that metal menace's plot, or I'll never have a chance to regain my position as president of the Super Villain Cartel.
Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, starring Stuart St. John as Dr. Epicopolis, Michael Plahuta as 1102, Todd Fisher as EB3, and Jessica Majors Rankin as Miliana. This has been a WonkyBot Studios production. Robot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die.
He has a laser weapon.
No!
Tara, you're powered.
Something the power of...
we're going down.
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen. Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.